What is the rudest city in America? Well, congratulations, New York. We are not number one. Close, but not quite. Travel and Leisure is out with a survey of America's rudest cities. Rich Beatty is executive editor at travelandleisure.com. So, Rich, America's rudest city is?
Drum roll, please. Los Angeles. It is not New York. New York came in, it's number two, but it, at least it's not number one.
Why L.A.?
That's a good question. I mean, I think maybe a little bit of road rage. I don't know. All the traffic backed up there. It could have been a contributing factor.
Tell us about the criteria for this survey. What do you look at to determine the most rude city in America?
Sure. This is all a user survey we had on travelandleisure.com, which ran for a couple months, and we had almost 50,000 responses. And so this was user picked. We actually broke it down. We ranked according to visitors, and then we ranked according to residents. And interestingly, residents see themselves as a bit friendlier than the visitors see New Yorkers. We came in actually at number six according to our own New Yorkers. And according to visitors, we came in second to last.
Ah, so we like ourselves more than our visitors.
We do.
Any cities on your list of America's rudest that really surprised you?
Orlando and Las Vegas actually came in pretty high on the list. And for cities that are very focused on tourism, I thought that was kind of surprising. And Washington, D.C. came in really high too. And so I think Washington's a pretty tame city, but people pretty friendly generally. But that came in... pretty close to New York on the list.
Well, if New York would like to improve, what do you recommend?
I don't know. I've lived here for a long time, and I try to go out of my way to be friendly to people. So maybe it's just a little more of the same.
A friendly New Yorker, Rich Beatty, travelandleisure.com. Rich, thank you.
Absolutely.